I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left.
Disclaimer. The following broadcast gives a true and honest account of the events described, and all evidence and details herein are solely factual. What you are about to hear is real and may disturb you. Caution is strongly advised. Welcome to Dead Souls Social Club.
If you enjoy our show and find our research interesting, please leave us a 5-star review on your chosen podcast platform. Something that small really does go a long way in helping us out. You can find out more about us by heading over to Instagram and searching our name. Do you ever spend time giving your attention to the endless supply of online videos, social media posts, and blogs from fringe conspiracy theorists? There are millions out there for you to choose from. They are more commonplace than Bigfoot these days. Conspiracies, plots, and conjecture that range from the plausible to the completely incredible. From realistic scenarios with somewhat of a basis in reality, or at least with some iota of circumstantial evidence, to the complete opposite end of the spectrum, and theories posted that are so outlandish and out of this world that they would put most science fiction movies to shame. They exist in the common psyche in abundance. As a phenomenon, conspiracy theories hold particular prominence in the United States for some reason, with more than 50% of the population believing in at least one major conspiracy, according to a September 2020 Pew Research Center poll. So what specifically is a conspiracy theory? Well, the fact that you're listening to this podcast alone suggests that you likely are fully aware of the answer to this question. But essentially, a conspiracy theory can normally be defined as a proposed plot carried out in secret, usually by a powerful group of people who have some kind of sinister goal. So something to gain from what they're doing, and where they usually don't have people's best interests at heart. Conspiracy theorists have always thrived during times of crisis and social upheaval, with examples going back as far as the burning of Rome while the Emperor Nero was away. Trust and suspicion, to a certain degree, is a common human emotion, and with organization and a power structure will always come resistance and alternative thinking. Over the last few years, a current spike in conspiracies has been commonly attributed to political extremism. Conspiracies and false information deliberately being created and weaponized to spread fake news and data, or alternative facts, as some conspiracy theorists may refer to them. Of course, a fact by definition is, quote, a thing that is known or proved to be true. So in all reality, what some of these theorists are spreading for political influence and gain are in fact lies. Unfortunately, in a post-truth digital age, this is becoming commonplace, and even governments themselves are taking part in these activities. Both media investigations and Western espionage attempts have revealed that Russia, China, and North Korea are known to operate vast online disinformation factories, utilizing false social media accounts and posing as Western citizens to spread fake information, opinions, and conspiracies in attempts to sway opinions in the West to influence its citizens. The utilization of AI over the last 24-month period has only strengthened their game too. Have you ever noticed how some major social media accounts will create a post and almost immediately the post will amass hundreds of comments? By the way, and for balance, I will add that Western governments apply similar tactics on nations that they consider its enemy too. And, following Edward Snowden's revelations, let's not assume that it's not happening against us by our own governments. For added awesome points. While you're at it, you can also throw domestic political groups into that mix. I won't specify group names and make this political, but they aren't difficult to identify. The rise of the extreme right and left wing in our society has sadly delivered a post-truth existence that we seem either happy to accept or unable to eradicate. This is happily fed by foreign disinformation, dividing and destabilization of our societies. The last time a Western culture was at this point politically and culturally was late 1930s Germany. That's an extremely sad fact. But tonight I'm not here to comment on political misinformation. Instead, I want to discuss a theory that often floats around within conspiracy circles and that's scarce treated as one. You will hear it discussed by the same people who discuss the things that we have just spoken about. But there's one difference. The theory I'm going to talk about this evening is entirely true. It's completely real, there is ample evidence to support its existence, and the phenomena can be studied. When I go into what this theory is, you might even wonder why it is discussed in the same circles as conspiracies, when in fact it should be afforded the legitimacy that it is owed. But then again, you will quickly, I assume, come to realize why it isn't, and who are likely the individuals who ensure the subject is given the skepticism and image of crazed conspiracy that it has gained. Hive mind. How does a very small minority, a tiny set of powerful individuals if you will, manage to maintain control over the 8 billion people on this planet? Forget any notion of secret societies, any religious hierarchies, organized crime cabals, governmental organizations, or international political organizations. Let's discuss the real deal. I'm sorry, folks. The Illuminati doesn't exist. The WEF, EU, UN, World Health Organization, a globalist Zionist society, a secret left-wing or right-wing dark organization, NATO, and any one specific Western government, well, none of them run the show, be it secretly or openly. None. None of them have unrestricted power. None of them hold unreserved power over us. They aren't, as a whole entity, behind the scenes controlling the world and the way things are. You might, of course, have heard otherwise. Grand conspiracies that might make you question what any number of those organizations actually do. But I promise you, all of those conspiracies are laughably full of shit. Complete lies, paranoia, baseless conspiracy, or agenda-fueled propaganda. In fact, I'm so confident in their levels of trash that I'm confident that I could dismiss any such conspiracies with provable facts and with relative ease. If you disagree, by all means reach out, let's chat. Now I apologize for my slight undertone of challenge with that comment. I'm sure you can tell how much I despise fake and outlandish conspiracies with no evidence to bear any fruit. They are high school levels of bullshit. As a society, we need to do more to challenge them, in my humble opinion. There's a widespread assumption that this sort of, quote, lie about it until people believe it, unquote, attitude and behavior was introduced by Donald Trump. Whilst the guy does participate in these behaviors and actions, it's a tactic that has been around for a long time. In fact, in the 1930s, the German Reich's Minister of Public Enlightenment and Propaganda, Joseph Goebbels, spoke about his methods regarding his role as the Nazi propaganda merchant. He stated, quote, "If you repeat a lie consistently and often, eventually the people will believe you, no matter how big the lie is. The truth is, in fact, the greatest enemy of the state." This statement from Goebbels would become known as the Big Lie Theory. He borrowed the theory from the communists at the time, and he also accused the Jews and the Allies of actually doing this themselves via propaganda ministry messages before he eventually admitted that he was guilty of it himself. If you pay attention, the exact same message is being played out today, although on all sides. Anyway, back to mass conspiracies. Generally, each and every one of these conspiracies are created with an agenda, usually a political or religious one. But you all know that, right? I don't have to explain how disinformation works. You guys are all intelligent people and likely witness disinformation online as much as I do. Daily, I would argue. But, and this is a big old but, that doesn't mean that no one overall is running the show. Because believe me, there very much are power brokers calling the shots and manipulating us. Well, for the purposes of this episode, we'll call those power brokers the elite. It's nice and friendly and suitably vague. So, let's say there are about 10,000 of these so-called elites. There are actually. That's a fairly accurate figure. How is it that these 10,000 people are able to manipulate the 8 billion other people on this planet, across all continents and across all cultures and religions? Well, Rothschilds and extraterrestrials aside, I'm going to try and explain. This is the line where conspiracy meets the truth. Did you ever used to watch the television show back in the 90s called The X-Files? Well, if you did, you might remember that in the show there was a secret shadowy group of about 20 men called The Syndicate. That group secretly ran things globally and also maintained secret contact with extraterrestrial civilizations. It was great television and an awesome story, but it's not true. There isn't any one specific group or individual that secretly runs the show. There realistically could never be. Nope. But there is something that does exist that I'm going to call the hive. And within the hive lies swarm behavior. Allow me to clarify. If you were to observe a group of birds flying together, you will quickly see that there is not any one of them in overall control. They move together as a unit, in perfect unison, and closely knit in what appears to be some sort of telepathic behavior, communicating without sound so they all move exactly the same. Well, they aren't telepathic, those birds. They do, however, move with a singular goal. Well, the operation of the elites is similar. They move together in unison, working to a shared goal. And their goal ultimately is power, profit, and control. These three words will already trigger some of you listening. They might already ring a bell of cynicism. But to be very clear, when I say power, profit, and control, I don't mean in a context of like a movie supervillain. I don't mean it like Emperor Palpatine in Star Wars, as he zaps the Jedi with magic powers coming out of his fingertips while screaming unlimited power. What I mean is power, profit, and control in their field of expertise. To be able to influence and change things, no matter what the scale, to ensure a comfortable existence in a world formed in the image that they wish. For politics, religion, global events, business, society, all of it to operate to their advantage and deliver their preferred reality. They might want political power or business power. They might want to earn big money, substantial profits in their business endeavors, and control those who are below them, in work, in religion, in society. This is the goal. Wouldn't this be your goal too if you were one of them? Be honest. It may already be your goal within your circle of existence. It may be your reality, who knows? You might run your own business and have many, many employees that report into you, holding control over them, over your family, maybe over others if you run a local council or part of a political or religious organization. Your business might make you a wealthy person, putting you in a position of high regard in the community. With money comes power and respect, right? With that power comes a natural and appropriate level of control too, correct? All those employees, your family, all those people in the community, they all look up to you. You have a certain amount of control over them, right? Now imagine that times a million. If we look at our global system, our world infrastructure as a control system, then what are the inputs that these elites are sending into this system to achieve their goals? And what does the output they seek look like in reality? So firstly, how do the elites know that they are achieving their goals? The world is a massive place after all. Well, on a global scale, they might look at, are people growing ever more overweight, for example? Therefore, are they unhealthy? Think who controls the healthcare. Is the average intelligence decreasing? Thus the masses becoming ignorant. Think who controls the education. Are people on the whole generally happy? Ergo, are they being entertained? Think who controls the media and entertainment. Is the population divided? Are the people isolated or mostly disconnected? Think who controls the news and factual data we rely on and form opinions from. The elites certainly don't want people connecting with each other and uniting. Is the population feeling helpless and are they looking to the elite to save them? In crisis, we look up to those with power and control for help. They need to keep that consistent. This is an important one. Those with power and control need people to acknowledge their power and control and look to them to lead and rule. It means that they can lead and rule in the direction that they want. The masses can't be united in sorting out problems for themselves. They are our saviors. The elite want people to be disorganized. They most certainly want the masses to be helpless and reliant on them and the interest that they control. This is a super goal. Think of how a group of 10 policemen might control a crowd of 200. We allow that. If the 200 united and got organized, they could remove the 10 police with minimal effort, no? Well, the elite like to lead and provide leaders from within their own rank. They definitely don't want you to identify with people and leaders from within your own socio-economic group and solving problems for yourself. Hell no. John from your local town knows the place very well, knows so many of the locals personally, has lived in the town all his life. He knows what all the problems are and what causes them. He knows what the thoughts and feelings of the locals are regarding their town and what issues that they want sorting out. He would make a great person to lead that town and ensure everything gets sorted how the townsfolk want, nice and fairly. But then comes Charles. He has never been to your town. He isn't working class like the townspeople. He comes from a wealthy family and attended private school. He spends 9 months of the year in property he owns in exclusive and wealthy parts of the world. The central government has put him in charge of your town as a politician to represent you. But why? He hasn't got any idea about your town, and he doesn't know anyone there. Who is he going to better represent? You and your town? Or his friends in central government who put him in the job? Ultimately, the elite are achieving their goals in their entirety and are completely unchallenged, and they do this by giving the masses almost what they want, but never all, and never if it conflicts with their overall goals. They give enough to keep the people content, and they occasionally sort out that problem that your town has, but never perfectly. So how do they go about this? Well, like I said, the elites are not any one group, though they are interconnected extremely closely. There are only around 10,000 of them to remember. In fact, they all go to the same restaurants, their children all go to the same schools and social events, they all shop at the same places, they go to the same parties and dinners, they all work in the same areas, and they all vacation in the same locations. But you won't be at any of these places. They are not average or common locations, and they are often unknown to the general public. All of these places have policies to ensure that they cater to the elites only. Cost, most often, or an appearance that specifically does not appeal to the masses, which is intended and constructed. You're just not part of that, and you never will be, not even accidentally. You will never come across it or even stumble into it. So who are these people? Where the hell are these people? What are the institutions of power that they have? Remember this line, it's all connected. We'll come back to that later. Now, first of all, the elites control the top levels of academia. Think Harvard, Oxford, Yale, MIT, Cambridge, York, Imperial London, Stanford, etc. Did you know that the top 30 universities in the world are all in the UK and USA? Did you know the top 100 university presidents in the world are also on boards of international companies and conglomerates? 100 people who run the major universities in the world also influence and control significant aspects of world business interests. These are people who run huge non-profit organizations like the Clinton Global Initiative, the World Economic Forum, or WEF, the Center for Foreign Relations, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Health Organization, and many, many other institutions akin to these. The CEOs of these institutions are all intertwined and interconnected. They know each other. They will definitely work together. So business controls the best global education institution, which controls business. A symbiont circle. Next is government. United States senators, prime ministers, presidents, lords, and monarchistic dynasties of vague Western countries, advisors to government think tanks, the Belfer School at Harvard, the Stanford Internet Observatory, they all contributed to the universal standard we know as the censorship infrastructure. This includes CIA, NSA, DIA, the US Department of Defense, MI5, MI6, the UK Ministry of Defense, UK GCHQ, and the Five Eyes, to name a few. They are intelligence organizations who, again, are all unconnected, and those within these services know each other very, very well. They are, in fact, one mind. They swarm like worker bees in a hive, tightly knit, undivided with a shared goal. They are not for a second disconnected, even though they are based in different countries and work for different governments. They share the same core values, beliefs, and objectives. They are highly interconnected, even though they are disconnected, if that makes sense. But be clear, these do not include the United States House of Representatives, members of the UK Parliament, Prime Ministers or Presidents. Not at this stage. Why? Well, all of those are elected officials. They are from our pool, from the masses. We choose them. Although they will feature again later, so we'll come back to Prime Ministers and Presidents. So these people are focused on power. But there's more. The CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, big international organizations that includes big pharma, big agricultural companies, big investment companies, and banks, even federal and national reserves. The CEOs and board members of these huge corporations all party together, socialize together, marry into each other's families, are members of the same clubs and organizations. Absolute close-knit groups who in fact regularly move between the Fortune 500 and Global 2000 companies. The CEO of a Global 2000 company will easily transfer their expertise and efforts to one of the other Global 2000 companies, and so on. But not just that, they also intermove with investment companies too. Look at companies such as Anheuser-Busch and Exxon. You find that their board members were at one point involved in investment companies such as JP Morgan and Deutsche Bank. And these investment companies sit on the board of these companies and vice versa. They shuffle back and forth. Now obviously this is all about making money, right? Well, these people are hell-bent and focused on increasing their wealth. These people are also all about power. So this is profit and power. Don't think they have power? Question why not one person went to jail for the 2008 global financial crisis. In fact, question why the people that caused the crisis also made the most money from it when the masses only lost out financially. This brings us to Hollywood and the entertainment sector. This includes celebrities and their agents, heads of major studios, and arts investors. Ari Emanuel is a Hollywood agent. He's known to control much of Hollywood, World Wrestling Entertainment, the UFC, etc. Not the productions, but the talent. Although, let's talk the production companies too. Media companies like Disney, Viacom, Comcast, Paramount, the BBC, Sony, Netflix, Fox Corporation, and Amazon. Everything we consume for entertainment as their message curated and presented by just a handful of media conglomerates. This also includes Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, YouTube, Google, Apple, Microsoft, so this includes the global internet too. You think the website that you were looking at is on an independent server? Think again. We have done entertainment, done the internet. Let's not forget big news also. CNN, Fox, BBC, The Washington Post, The Guardian, News Corp, Reuters, The Times of London, for example. Also, it's 2024, so let's combine this with social media influencers like Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, Russell Brand, Piers Morgan, and the Kardashians. These characters who have come in and out, but they do not exist without financial support from our group of elites. And to be clear, whilst the elites support them, the influencers are not one of them. I find the social media influencers the most interesting of all these subgroups. They are the most in your face at the moment. They are popular with the masses, with many people believing that they are the anti-establishment. Joe Ordinary, who has risen up and made a unique and individual name for themselves. But do you believe that they would exist or be allowed to continue and to amass the audience that they have without those who are in control allowing for it, and in most cases, providing the platform for them? Albeit indirectly. It's no conspiracy. It's fact. It's hiding in plain sight. Their funding comes from advertising, which comes from big corporations, often funneled through smaller organizations. They host their platform, provide their publicity, provide their content. You're a fool if you can't see that they are just another branch of the mass media. Let's make it look grassroots, normal, Joe Average. You know, like when Starbucks opened coffee shops in new cities under seemingly local business names. Aunt Sally's Tea and Coffee, Lone Pine Coffee Shop, Roy Street Coffee and Tea, and the Herald Square Cafe. It's not just Starbucks who do this, by the way. Look it up. It's a common big retailer ploy. The fuckers. So when you look at all of this, the academics, the NGOs, the government, the think tanks, the investment companies, big pharma, the CEOs, Hollywood celebrities, media, social media influencers, the internet, and news outlets, you can see the reach and control of just a small few organizations within a small few sectors have. And it's within these areas that you will find the elites. In fact, you can even take the top 10 of each one of the organizations from each area and guarantee that the people within them will all know each other. Everything is connected, right? In order to manipulate the masses, the lies need front men to influence, manipulate and convince, or whatever you want to call it. The elites provide the policies. Then it's those beneath them that project and deliver those said policies, beliefs and thoughts, and eventually they become our policies, beliefs and thoughts. They effectively use front men as their face and voice, delivering how you want to be delivered to, by who you want to be delivered by, whether you know it or not. These are the system inputs, if you will. Some of these frontmen might be social media influencers, they might be presidents, or they might be prime ministers. Elon Musk, Donald Trump, the Sunaks, the Clintons, hell, even Andrew Tate, and Jeffrey Epstein, Alex Jones, or the Kardashians. Chances are they don't even realize that they are the frontmen. They may think they are fighting against a system and not realizing they are platformed, curated, and funded by the very establishment that they claim to hate. Try to follow the money, if you can. Even cultural and societal front faces serve a purpose without any accusation of being a marionette. Gandhi, Martin Luther King, the Kennedys, Princess Diana, Boris Johnson. They all push the agenda and propaganda of the actual establishment and what we'll call the common elites. Obvious establishment like the Clintons, the McConnells, the Obamas, the Bushes, the British royal family, Tony and Cherie Blair. Typically people might say, oh yeah, these guys are for sure part of the establishment. And yes, no doubt, but like an iceberg, only a small part is above the surface of the water. What lies beneath is the significant part. The hive is never seen from the inside. The main hive of elites and the public-facing elites share their values and influence the popular yet manufactured frontmen and spokespeople who are seen as the saviors in the eyes of the public and who the public follow en masse. One small group with significant power and resource controlling all else. Frontmen for both ends of the political spectrum, all religions, all cultures, there's something for everyone. We don't want to leave someone behind to think for themselves now, do we? These people live in Malibu, the Hamptons, country estates, private islands, gated communities in wealthy districts, palaces, castles, mansions. They live in the places of the elites. These are the controllers. These are the people controlling all others. No, they don't get together and plan world domination, but their individual area goals sets the standard for the masses on the planet. Their goal is to make sure people are in a state of division, disconnection, helplessness, but also entertained, content, lazy, and sufficient. As long as people are in dysfunction and diseased, mentally and physically, but also emotionally happy, or at least content, then the mass public will be satisfied with existence no matter what it is. Further, they will not challenge anything and allow the elites to run things as they envisage. Wait a second. Why did you just say diseased? Well, just think, big pharma initially. Financial gain. The food they sell makes you obese or unhealthy, so they can shill you healthcare and drugs. They pump you with more music, movies, reality TV, game shows, books, magazines, newspapers, and video games than you can possibly consume, to ensure you are happy to just sit and be advertised to and to not challenge or rise up. That same media influence is your vote, so you elect the poor dumb schlub that they have put in place. It doesn't matter which candidate you choose. They are all pre-programmed with the propaganda that they want them to push, the only difference being which war they end up getting us into and make a buck from military-industrial complex that's pumping out the weapons funded by the public purse. Every so often instigating new division to cull progression that further splits us, keeping the public occupied and convinced that we are making progress as a society and moving forward. In fact, when the elite see dysfunction, they add another input or tweak the propaganda, which is to normalise the dysfunction and update the balanced software. Shit, man, this all sounds completely crazy and paranoid. I'm fully aware. But the sad reality is that this is our reality. This isn't a theory, it's not a conspiracy. The facts are in plain sight. This is how our world works. The elites are not evil monsters with a mindset on world domination. Well, not all of them at least. But with a level of their wealth, resource, influence and control comes such a significant reach and impact that the fallout means that 8 billion people are caught up in the effects. Powerful businessmen, politicians, CEOs, religious leaders, mass media directors, they all look to maximize their profits and manage those who work for them to deliver the product or message that they want or think is right. It just so happens that the thing they control affects millions upon millions of people. And when you have several of those people all doing that, then you end up with a group of less than 10,000 people effectively ruling the world with 8 billion other people happily following by. You are likely aware that basic human psychology tells us that humans are easily led, creatures of habit and socially influenced. The hive influence on the global population is that basic human psychology, mega-linked through a colossal group of intertwined relationship that spans the whole population. Does it all sound a bit overwhelming to you? Or are you the sort of person who feels frustrated or angered by having this level of reality dangled in front of you? I'll personally admit, I'm a little of both. That said, I wondered if there was another way, a better way, and had anyone ever tried to change it? Well, if we consider society as it is now in its current globalized format, I would argue that we have only existed in this reality for a little over 100 years. And you know what? I'm not sure that it has ever been a challenge, be it successful or not, to the current accepted system. While there has been disruptors, of course, I feel there is strong basis for them all being what we identified earlier as frontmen and establishment marionettes at best. Since the dawn of the information age, it's more difficult than ever to find real truth and fact in anything. So who knows if any genuine attempt to upend the system has been genuine and unhindered or influenced by the elites. Any challenger may themselves have been unaware that they were being used as a tool. It's like disinformation meets time travel meets espionage meets a conman-esque confidence trick on steroids. It's incredible, man. So whilst I try to end this episode by giving this lunacy a rounded edge of innocence, let's not kid ourselves and ignore the fact that whilst there are many elites out there looking after themselves, their families, and the mega business, group, government, or religion that they rule over, there are for certain elites who are entirely self-aware and know clearly how the system works and thus use their power for nefarious purposes and by using nefarious methods. I dare say I could make a few educated guesses and reel off a few names, but I'm more keen on hearing your thoughts and theories as to who are the true dangers to us and our way of life. Who wields too much power and doesn't use their influence positively? Who do you suspect is a bad person with bad energy? Message me, email me, or DM me. You know the drill. I can't wait to hear from you all. And on that note, good night, everyone.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show tonight. Be sure to leave us a 5-star review on your chosen podcast platform and subscribe to our show so that you never miss an episode. Our shows aren't sponsored by any company or corporation, so any support you can give us goes a long way in supporting the work that we do. From all of us here at Dead Souls, sleep tight.